Well, my family, we come up Leon County, Centerville, Texas. Oh, it's kind of just a little country where they farm, you know, and raise cotton and corn and peas and peanuts and things like that. So that's where I grew up to know myself, was back out from Centerville about 12 miles back in the country. And that's where we were farming at, you know. And before that, I was large enough to go to the field, you know. Well, I was being around the house, so I heard my brother playing a guitar. So I was the first one I ever seen. So he wouldn't let me play his guitar, so I wanted to play it. So last one day, they come in and caught me with the guitar, and I couldn't hang it back up. See, I had to get in the chair to get it down. And so they caught me fast. So he said, boy, I done told you, don't fool with this guitar. He said, can you play this guitar? I said, yeah, I can play it some. He said, well, go ahead and let's see what you do. And I went ahead and played my little tune, and he liked it. So he said, yeah, he can play some. I said, where you learn that from? I said, well, I just learned it. So from then on, well, I went ahead and made me a guitar. I got me a cigar box. I cut me a hole in the round hole in the middle of it, take me a little piece of plank, nailed it onto that cigar box, and I got me some screen wire, and I made me a bridge back then, raised up high enough that it would sound inside the little box, and I got me a tune out of it. And from that, I kept my tune, and I played. From then on, I just come on and on. So I got me a guitar of my own when I got to be 8 years old. And so I went to the Buffalo Association with my guitar, and I run up on Blind Lemon Jefferson. He had a crowd of people around him, and I was standing there looking at him play, and I just went to playing my guitar just what he was playing. So he said, who is that playing that guitar? So they said, oh, that's this little boy here knocking on the guitar. He said, no, he playing that guitar. I said, where he at? He said, come here, boy. And I went on over there where he was, and he feeding for me. And I was so low, he reached down and said, this year we're picking that guitar? He said, yeah. So he said, do that again. So I did a little note again, same one he done. He said, well, that's my note. It's that same thing. He said, boy, you keep that up, you're going to be a good guitar player. So he went on, and he comes to playing. So I went to playing right on with him. So I was so little and low that people couldn't see me. If we were standing by a truck, they put me up on top of the truck, and Blind Lemon was standing down by the truck, and me and him, man, we carried on. And the excitement was me because I was so little, and I was just picking what he was. I wasn't singing, but I was playing what he played. That's right. My brothers and sisters, they played guitar too, you know. At one time, they called it a Hopkins Band, but we all split up one, you know, some drift off. You know. So we busted up in that way. But the organ used to be the real family, you know. We'd play on Sundays. If we didn't go to church, we'd have church at home. And I was the organ player. We'd sang them good old Christian songs, and Mama, she'd never get happy, you know. And I'd have to be playing it because that's what she wanted us to do, you know. She wanted to raise us in church. Fact of the business, she did, you know. And so my mother, she's Christian yet. She never did care anything about the blues, but I don't know. She couldn't play no music. And she could play a little old hymn on accordion. I don't know what it was named. But my daddy, he used to prompt. You know what you call prompt is when you go out in that old folk dance, you know, that old set. You swing mine and I swing yours, put the bird in the cage, and yeah. Then when it's wrap it up, say, take it to the bar. That means get a nickel worth of candy or something. Right. They didn't spend over a dime, no time for that set. So they had the name of the set, dancing on the head, foot, and like that, you know. And man, it was all right, you know, because I enjoyed it. So after I growed up, I just growed up with the blues. And I left on my own, and I've been on it ever since. And that's what I've been doing, playing the blues ever since. I've had some hard days traveling, but after I would stop in places and they'd find out I play that guitar like I do, they'd warm me up, feed me, and make me a paper sack of food and tell me I can make it.